Who you do the oh Lord? Oh Lord.
Behold the Lamb. Oh, behold the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world for sinners crucified. Oh, holy
good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Praise God. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the privilege of communion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the blood that you shed and your body that was broken for our healing. Lord, I thank you for salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for generously giving us the kingdom of God and all that goes with it. I thank you that you're with us always.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I thank you for the knowledge you impart. Bless us to do all that's in your heart throughout our lives.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We'll begin simply in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul is addressing the Lord's Supper. In the first part of the chapter, he said, order. We're going to skip all that. Come on down to verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, mm-hmm. that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Mm-hmm. And he had given thanks, And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Communion, we can plainly see that it is a memorial that that when Jesus was with them, the things he taught them, the things he had to say, the things he said he would do in their lives. And the major memorial is the fact that he laid his life down for us. His body was broken and his blood was shed for our salvation. Mm-hmm. When we believe this, this is where our faith comes from. This is where we enter the plan of God. This is where we get to have communion with the Lord. And by communion, I don't just mean the Lord's Supper, I mean dialogue. The ability. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. And we need to always know that he's with us.
Amen.
Always.
And you need to remember too, he's fully man.
He's fully man.
Fully man, right to this very second.
That's right.
Fully man.
Yeah.
So he understands.
Yeah, and he's giving intercession to the Father.
That's right.
To keep from his wrath upon our lives.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. That's true.
I believe that he could even be the restrainer.
Yeah. Through us, he is. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he is. He's with us. Mm-hmm. Now, one reason we need this memorial is because this memory is always under constant attack. Mm. The memory that he was with them, they had a strong ministry. They had to represent Jesus, though he was gone out of their sight.
Jesus.
This memory was under attack. This supper brings the memory back to the fact that he's with them, that he's with us now.
Amen.
Now, we never seen Jesus in the flesh like they did.
No, we didn't.
Paul didn't either.
Mm-mm. He said he got it by revelation. That's the reason I like Paul so much.
Yeah.
Paul said, I wasn't there with the 12 laying on his bosom doing that. He said, but I got it back. And that's how we got to get it.
Right.
And he was quoting it too, exactly what Jesus said over in the gospel.
He got it.
Read it.
But
he was quoting it.
Peter, but he said he got
awesome.
It by revelation.
Peter told something. Jesus told Thomas that you believe because you see, but blessed are those who believe though they see not.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And we believe.
Yes, we do.
And we know him. We get to know him. I was talking to my cousin's wife. He passed a few weeks ago, and we went to his funeral, and I called her just to talk to her, and we had a good long conversation. But in the course of the conversation, I was talking about how the Holy Spirit would dialogue with us, mm-hmm. and I said something I didn't know I was going to say. Like, that's what happens when people are receptive to the Holy Spirit. He calls you to say things you wouldn't think about.
Come on.
The Holy Spirit is attracted to the love of God, and he's attracted to the truth of God's word. And I explain how sometimes we take for granted that people, you know, it becomes normal for you to hear God's voice. And so I told her how that happened. It didn't happen in one day. I got saved in 87. I got called to the ministry in 80. I got saved in 83. I got called to the ministry in 87. But the dialoguing didn't start till late 1990. The way I explained it, I said it here before, how the Lord told me to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. And after about 3 months of reading those 15 chapters, and he would give me chapters to study, and I'd study them. And sometimes I'd spend an hour on the scripture from time to time. But after about 3 months, there was a word base that the Holy Spirit can relate to you with. He relates to truth. He hates error, and he can't relate to error, but he can relate to truth. And as I explained that when my study habits before, I studied scriptures to get me out of a ditch or things I was interested in. But when I read chapters, you get a whole view of what God is saying. And when the Holy Spirit is attracted to truth and he relates to truth. He can, and I said, he talks to me, he talks to people all the time, but there's no reference to capture what he's saying, to receive from him. And through the, and they were with, they were dialoguing with the Holy Spirit, and they still took communion to remember the price that, that the Lord paid for this grace, mm-hmm. this sufficient grace. Mm-hmm. You know,
Apostle, you're so correct on that, because when we read in the book of Acts, mm-hmm. it said they broke the bread daily.
Daily.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read again in the 20th chapter, it says that the first of the week they broke bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a continuously, not just remembering what he said. They mm-hmm. continuously remember what he said. You mm-hmm. died on the cross. You broke it for our body. They continuously.
Continually. And they turned the then known world upside down.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
And Satan was always attacking that memory.
Mm-hmm.
Our heart is like a battery, and the Word of God charges it. When you study the Word, there's a charge.
Can you repeat that again, sir?
Yeah, our heart is just like a battery.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God charges it.
Jesus.
And when you charge your heart with the Word of God, no matter what's going on out there, you got peace in here and strength.
Amen.
And you can see what's out there for what it is. And you can always win.
Always.
You know, in Paul's situation, he cried out to the Lord to stop these the messenger of Satan from harassing him everywhere he went. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that word, sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to the store mm-hmm. and you were writing a check,
mm-hmm.
you want that checking account to be sufficient.
Amen.
Because if it's not, it's going to really cost you. If it's insufficient funds, it's going to cost you. You're going to have to pay for whatever you bought again. And $35 or whatever the bank charge and whatever the store charge. Yeah, it's bad.
Over 60.
Yeah. They've been in banks all over the place. But our grace is not insufficient. It is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
And everything, authority is under grace. He gave it, within grace, you're a priest and a king.
Mm.
You have the power to lay hands. You have the power to forgive sins. Our grace is sufficient. Communion reminds us of the cost that was paid so that we could have this sufficient grace.
Cost. Amen.
That's right.
Cost is life, everything.
A lot of times when the enemy would tempt me, I fought it with all I had, because Jesus died for me to live like him.
Mm.
And when I didn't know how, I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I need your help. But I did whatever scripture I knew
mm-hmm.
until I learned better.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning of Genesis, the Lord, he's always given us the ability to ever increase. Everything of God ever increases. Ever increases. Just like our ever-increasing faith.
Mm.
Everything is supposed to, everything of God is designed to ever increase.
And when it does increase, that increases your faith because you trust and believe it more.
Yeah.
Mm.
And everything that, you know, when the Lord gave me those definitions, I noticed something yesterday. They're all verbs. All of the definition of faith is a verb. The definition of trust is a verb. Everything... The definition of love is charity, a verb. It's always action. So action always ever increases. Sowing, it always causes reaping to come. That's how the Lord is. And now next week we're going to look at, according to how God leads, we'll look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Verses 5 through 8 shows us how to mount up.
Come on now.
You know, it begins, and beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. And it ever increases. This is what caught my attention. Verse 9 said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. Now watch this. Now this is a person that they didn't add to their faith virtue. They didn't take communion. They didn't go back and remember what was done. They digress, and that's not God's will. Verse 9 said, he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin in the first place. And when that happens, you become easy prey to rip off. Easy prey for Satan to rip you off. But don't do these things out of fear. Do it because you love God and take the victory that belongs to you in the first place.
Amen. Perfect love cast out fear.
Perfect love cast out fear. And God don't give us fear. Fear is faith in opposition. Fear is the opposite of faith. It drives you in a ditch. Whereas faith gives you the ability to drive your own life the way you want it to be. Faith, the definition for faith he gave, he said, faith is a definer. You take the tools God gave you and build your life. You speak God's life into your life. You change your life to God's will. You destroy Satan's will with your faith. And you make your life just like heaven with your faith.
You know, Apostle, I'm glad you're emphasizing to take this meal. It takes faith.
Mm-hmm.
The person is not here. We don't see him visibly like I see Ray, Muffin, and all the rest of y'all, you know. Mm-hmm. But it takes faith to really take this meal and to believe you're going to receive from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Because a lot of times people have been taking this meal and hadn't just been receiving from it. It hadn't been doing what
it can do.
Because see, it takes belief. It takes that faith.
Mm-hmm. And that faith, we must add to it. Mm-hmm. Build it up. You can.
Ooh,
there's nothing that can stop you on this planet from building your faith.
Jesus.
Satan lost. You're the wild man. You're the person. You're the strongest. Satan is not. He's not the wild man. He may. In fact, the primary fight is that within. Within your members. Now, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. People read into it. They read that scripture as if it's a standard. He didn't say that the flesh always had to be weak.
Come on now. Whoa.
The flesh can grow just like the spirit can grow.
Yeah.
The mind can.
It's the same spirit that raised up Jesus that will quicken this mortal body.
Yes. Your flesh don't have to drag your flesh around with you.
Control then.
No, your flesh can desire the things of God just like your mind. Just like your spirit. You have to train it.
You know, we were saying last week, I believe. I think it was last week. We were talking about the two wars.
Yeah.
You know, the war in Ephesians 6. Uh-huh. You were talking about that whole armor of war. We've been familiar with fighting,
that's the easy war.
Principality power, standing against them. We were aware of that war. But the war they talk about in Galatians, where the spirit and the flesh war against each other.
Yeah.
We never think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's many times it's the flesh and not so much the devil.
Right. If you win the war of Galatians, the Ephesian war is simple.
Woo!
This is it's a cakewalk. I'm not lying, it's a cakewalk. You know, when you have a cakewalk, you just go around and wherever the music stops, you pick your cake up.
We have a day to crucify the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen.
Daily. It's daily. Every minute of the day.
The deal is that it's easier to fight an enemy who's outside you than one who's inside you.
Yeah.
You know, the principalities and the powers of wickedness in heavenly places, they're outside of us. We can see them clearly, but the flesh is inside us.
Mind,
and that makes it tough.
That's right.
That makes it tough.
How many times have you
been prompted to do something, you're going, now, is this the spirit or is this my flesh?
The flesh is, if you get a new puppy, you train it. The flesh is trainable.
That's
He don't have to be a wild dog in your house. You can train him.
Oh, my God. Don't have to be a wild dog.
You can train your flesh. And I used to listen to Charles Capps. Uh-huh. I used a combination of what Kenneth Hagin taught, Charles Capps, and Kenneth Copeland and Scott Webb, the things I learned about faith, I used it to train my flesh.
Jesus.
I said, Lord, I want to be content in you. I don't want nothing I see, nothing that's out there to drive me. I want to be driving myself. I want to be like I am when I'm in your presence.
Jesus.
And that was in verse 9 it says, he that lacks these things is blind, cannot see afar off. All right, when you're in God's presence, when you do these things, you have vision. Your vision's not damaged. And whatever you vision, you can have because the grace is sufficient. So I said, now what I want you to do is teach me how to train my flesh so I don't even desire that.
Jesus.
So that I hate that just like you hate it. Not like I want to hate it, but I want to hate it just like you do in my flesh.
But you know what, Apostle? I can see that in Elijah. Mm-hmm. Not Elisha, but Elijah. Mm-hmm. You know, even when Jezebel tried to tempt him and stuff, had painted up a face and all this. Mm-hmm. Elijah said, boy, today you're going to die today. You trying to tempt a prophet of God. And I see so much now the ministry falling into those traps. Yeah. Because they do nothing with the flesh. Mm-hmm. Nothing with, they let the flesh run wild. Yeah. And, you know.
Well, everything you do is going to be forgiven, so just do anything you want.
Mm-hmm. That's error. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit don't deal with error.
What you're talking about is walking in the Spirit.
Walking in the Spirit.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So if you go back and win the war of Galatians, and you can train your flesh. I didn't know you could do this. I didn't learn this from people. I learned it. I kept crying out to the Holy Spirit and found out about it. But I used the tools that I heard from other ministers. Now, this is something also that's true. The Holy Spirit doesn't just feed us. He blinds those of pride. People of pride, he blinds them. And he gives grace to his people. Ooh. Now, Isaiah said, the Lord used Isaiah, the anointing of Isaiah is still in effect. He said, go to this people and say, see and see not, hear and hear not, make the heart of this people fat, that they go and fall backwards, be snared and taken. Now, when Jesus came teaching parables, he went, his anointing is under the same order of Isaiah, because he came, he when he explained the parable of the sower, he used the same reference from Isaiah chapter 6. So if that anointing was on, if Jesus' anointing was designed the same way, our anointing is too.
Amen.
That's why when you go out and minister, if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, he'll feed those that's hungry, and he won't feed those that's hard hearted.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
These are just things to understand. But Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your presence. Help us to do all this in your heart. Bless us to be strong in dialogue with you, that we may do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Ray, you want to say a prayer about communion? Bless our communion.
Okay.
You take it.
Father, we thank you so much that we can remember your death.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And as we remember your death, Father, we take this food. We want to drink in your life, your blood, blood of the new covenant. We want to eat your body, your bread that was broken for us. And as we do this, Father, we remember the cost that it was paid by you.
Yes, Lord.
By giving your son to die for us.
Yes.
And we also celebrate your resurrection.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, think of something that you need healed from, delivered from, and just take it to Lord, I take it. Because you've already provided.
Back to the bone right there. I want to go get something.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. That was good. Good teaching.
Thanks.